begin with, today we have a couple of announcements. So we'll get this out of the way and then we'll start. Because of the nature and the extensiveness and energetics that are activated, we have decided that the remaining sessions will be scheduled in 3-week intervals. Time is needed to review, study, and integrate the depth of each session. So the next sessions are scheduled as follows. Sunday, July 16th. Sunday, August 6th. Sunday, August 27th. And Sunday, September the 12th. So our webmaster will put those on your calendar so you have access to them. The next announcement is, and I really hate doing this, there will not be a light conference this year. First of all, we have to be flexible. John's health is not the best in the West, as you all know, and he cannot travel. So therefore we can't have a live conference, which we all would love to have, because he can't travel and I cannot leave him alone. So I'm his primary caregiver right now. At any rate, that's the first thing that I needed to tell you, is to just keep you up to date of what's going on in our world. The other main reason we're not going to have a conference in 2023 is we cannot put the types of sessions that we are currently doing in 3 days in a row and comprehend the breadth and depth of each one, because we can't. When you went back and reviewed any of these conferences, you realized just how extensive each one really was. And many of you had no recollection of what was said in a lot of those conferences. Secondly, we can't have 3 concurrent days of these types of sessions without damaging our physical body and its precious neurology. The content, as well as the light energies that we are asked to upgrade, would put our present system at risk. I know that many of you are very disappointed to hear this, but as these sessions proceed, you will fully understand what we are saying. Hopefully, in 2024, things will be such that we can have a conference of some sort. So that is yet to be determined. And again, we must all stay flexible in these times of change. Milena, I'm going to turn this over to you now, and you can begin talking about the history of our chakra system.